we present Bert's Place. Hi, come on in. It's okay, you're quite safe. There's nothing to worry about. I always like meeting new people. Oh, I know you might not have seen anything like me before, but there are more of us working in the human world than you might think, and a lot more who keep ourselves hidden from human eyes. Oh, you look bewildered. I don't blame you. Look, why don't you have a seat, and I'll tell you all about myself. For a start, my name is Bertalius Alphadan. That's rather a mouthful, so people just call me Bert. Sorry? What? No, I am not a gnome. I'm sorry, but if you knew more about things, you'd know what an insult that is. Gnomes are... Well, never mind, that's getting ahead of ourselves. I'm a leprechaun. Don't look like that. I know, I haven't got a green hat, I don't talk with an Irish accent. You've been here a good few minutes and I haven't given you any gold or even started a fight yet. Sorry to ruin all your preconceptions, but this isn't a storybook. Look, you make yourself comfortable and I'll tell you what a real lep's life is like. I was born in a crowded lep colony in the East End of London. It's built in a huge abandoned warehouse and every inch of space is used. A long thoroughfare winds down the centre with narrower twisting passages branching off to each side. The leps live in cubes made of anything they can forage or salvage. Wood, plastic, metal, anything at all. They stretch from floor to ceiling on either side of all the avenues and alleyways of the colony. The richer families might be able to afford a door. The rest of us have to make do with a curtain for privacy. The colony is never silent. At every minute of the day or night, you hear talking, shouting, leplings crying, hammering and sawing. Something always needs mending, and always, always the constant drone of the jury-rigged generators and pumps, which produce the small amount of electricity we have, and try to keep the air breathable. I'm making it all sound very bleak, and sometimes it can be, but our colony is a close-knit community, and I'm proud to have grown up there. We have large families, we leps. 10 leplings isn't even abnormally big for a brood. There were 30 of us. I was the misfit in my family because I wanted to learn. I got hold of all the books I could about the lep code, the strict rules by which all leps must live, and the helping hand, the form of magic which all leprechauns can use to help others. I worked hard both at school and afterwards, and on my 13th birthday, it happened! In the middle of my birthday tea, a representative from the Academy of Shona Sharon appeared in a swirl of green stars and told me I'd been chosen as one of the elite few who were fit to live and work with humans. Before I knew what was happening, I'd been whisked away with barely a goodbye and found myself facing a rain-soaked cluster of low white buildings somewhere in the old country. I would spend the next 17 years there. During those years, I worked harder than I would have believed anyone ever could. I learned cookery, good housekeeping, gardening, human studies, human history, information technology, and a host of other subjects. I have to say I was not a model pupil, and I got into more than one very nasty scrape which landed me in front of the headmaster, Professor Delian. But we'll gloss over that for now. In the 6 months before I graduated, Shona Sharon began looking out for somewhere to post me. When they found a place they thought would suit me, I was required to do a few months' specialist training in audio production techniques, researching, audio editing, and other things which would enable me to do my new job better. Once I graduated, I would have been entitled to a month's home leave, but for various reasons, I decided to turn that down. So, on a beautiful morning in June, I let myself quietly into a house on Merseyside, England. It always hangs in the balance whether a new employee will be allowed to stay and work, or whether he'll be summarily ejected and sent right back where he came from. Of course, it largely depends on the employer, but it also depends on how the employee handles himself. I really didn't want to be sent packing, back to the sarcastic remarks of Professor Delian, so I had my fingers crossed as I performed my very first jobs. I'd been carefully briefed on my employer's likes and dislikes, so according to my instructions, I set about getting his breakfast and waited for him to put in an appearance.
What's today? Monday. I've got that huge catalogue to record. All that editing to do. 6 support calls. Could really do with finishing that scripting. Oh, and I really should do some more work on that tutorial. Wish there were 2 of me. Definitely need some coffee before I do anything. Am I hallucinating or what? I can smell coffee. And bacon. Okay, what's going on?
Hello.
Ah!
Sorry if I startled you.
Oh, I've officially crashed my brain from hard work. Now what do I do?
No, you haven't. I'm not a hallucination.
That makes it even worse. There's a little man with pointy ears and a squeaky voice making breakfast for me in my kitchen. And he says he's not a hallucination. Now what do I do about this?
Well, if I were you, I'd sit down and have some of this coffee. Then I can explain things. That's better. Here you are. Now, my name's Batalius. You can call me Bert. I'm a leprechaun and I...
A what?
Look, Brian, it'll be a lot easier all round if you let me tell you without interrupting.
How do you know my name?
I know a lot of things about you, but all in good time. Now, as I was saying, I've trained for half my life to be one of the chosen few leps who live and work in the human world. The Academy of Shauna Sharon, that's in Ireland, by the way, look out for humans who they think can really use someone to help them. Then they place us with a human who they know will be discreet, treat us well, and who they think we can do a really good job for. They've placed me with you.
But don't I get any say in the matter?
Of course you do. Before you came down, I took the liberty of booting up your computer for you. When you open your inbox, you'll find an email from Shauna Sharon's personnel department. It explains all about everything. Gives you a full list of my training and credentials, including the specialised training I undertook for this job, and contains my contract, which you have to put your name to and send back. Your IP address with the time and date will be logged, and the contract is then binding.
That's moving a bit too fast. I could certainly use the help, there's no doubt about that, but before today, I never even knew about leprechauns. I don't know if we can work together. And nor do you.
Of course, you're under no obligation. Do you want me to return to Shauna Sharon?
No, I don't think so. I think we could give each other, say, a week and see how we go from there. Would you like to stay and see how things work out?
Yay, the box! I mean, yes, I would. Which could be my room? Can I go and take my backpack up and then I'll come down and serve up this bacon? It's just about ready. Well, that was getting on for 5 years ago now. You know, I used to think I was born to trouble, but I stopped thinking that when I got this job. I loved everything about it from day one. The housework side was always a piece of cake, if you'll excuse the pun, but the audio production side was what really interested me the most. Give me a pair of headphones, a complicated project, and a list of tasks that would last all day, and I'd be one happy lep. It got even better when Brian started working on the radio. He had the idea of using me for little comedy spots on his show, and even commercials for upcoming shows. Promos, they're called in radio jargon. Everyone would think they were just someone doing a funny voice, so it was totally safe. Oh, we had some fun times.
It's Saturday morning and it's 9 a.m. and I thought you might like to know.
Not really.
That I'm sitting right here drinking ice cold beer hearing internet radio.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
I've got to get home. Someone has told me that if I listen to the kitchen table on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, I would hear terrific music. Well, it is Saturday and it's almost 8 o'clock. I don't want to be late. Well, here I am. And there's the kitchen table. I'll just put my ear to the tabletop and let the music begin. Whew, makes me feel breathless just listening to that. Anyway, I was having a ball, and then it got even better. It used to be that mine was the only squeaky voice on that radio station. One day, I suddenly heard another one.
Late again. Sheesh, Tilly's gonna blow her top. That is, if she's there at all. There's a gleam in her eye. Well, who's the hottest house elf on the block? Ha, Cupcake.
Ah, good old Hinky. Worker elf by birth, troublemaker by training, beer drinker by profession, and best friend who's seen me through thick and thin, even if it has mostly been from the other side of the Atlantic. As soon as I knew there was another magical creature about, I got in touch and we began hanging out together. After that, it didn't take long for our employers to begin doing the same. Since I started working for Brian, my life had been running very smoothly. I suppose I was long overdue for some bumps, but when they arrived, they came from a direction I least expected. I'd never taken too much notice of Hinky's employer before. Oh, she was nice enough, and I helped her out a time or two in the past, but that was all. Then, one weekend, I was having a joke with a few of my friends on Twitter and Audioboo, and the joke went a little bit too far. Lulu decided it was time to teach me a lesson. I don't think either of us could have foreseen the trouble it would cause.
While we're on the subject of Bert, I want to work with him. I think we ought to get something cleared up. Bert!
Yes?
Come over here, please.
Oh, help.
I think you and I ought to have a little talk. You and me aren't seeing eye to eye, are we?
No, we don't seem to be, no.
That's right. No. And we won't. As long as you're down there, and I'm up here. So, come here, you!
Hey, what are you doing? Put me down! Brian, make her let me go! Lulu, Miss Bear, Elle, whatever I'm supposed to call you, I'm not in the habit of sitting on the laps of people I hardly know.
But you are in the habit of taking over the show of someone you hardly know.
I know, but...
And keep still!
Let go of me, let go of me!
If you kick me again, I'll tickle your feet, I promise you.
Well, I do all the work and I don't get any glory. Doing the lair would be fun, wouldn't it? Pouring the drinks, finding the tunes, announcing the breaks.
But that's Hink's job. He does all the fun stuff. All I do is press a whole load of buttons, do a load of planning, sit behind a microphone and talk. Hinky has all the fun, not me. Look, I tell you what.
What?
You stop stirring things up on Twitter and making my life hard. And I'll give Hinky the afternoon off so he can go and see TV one of these weeks.
Okay.
And then you can come over to the lair and help me.
Could I? Really?
Yes, really.
Cool. I'd love that.
All right, cool.
Can I get down now?
No.
What?
I've actually rather wanted to put you on my lap since I first knew you.
Aww.
So, I think I'll keep you up here until we finish hearing the next song and I have to say hello to people on Twitter.
It was like the world had gone completely topsy-turvy. From the moment Lulu picked me up, everything changed. Yes, I've read all the bad novels too, and I won't bore you with clichés, but do remember, I was totally inexperienced and unprepared. So when I got hit by that first thunderbolt, it hit me hard. I couldn't sleep that night. Visions of Professor Delian appearing, trailing green stars and spiriting me away from everything I cared about haunted me every time I closed my eyes. I knew I couldn't, mustn't be in love with a human. It was totally against the LEP code. I also knew, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that I totally and completely was.
You've been listening to Bert's Place, featuring Brian Hartchen as Bert, with Charles Wells as Hinky. The music was composed by Andre Louis. Bert's Place is written by Lulu Keel and produced by Brian Hartchen. For background material, archives, and original artwork, please visit www.bertsplace.com. bertsplace.co.uk.